Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and, as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everybody please rise for the flag salute and a moment of silence for this country right now because there's so much going on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Mr. Abakowski?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Present.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. Schmidtke?
Here.
Okay, first up, we have the presentation of the minutes, the December 4th, 2024 regular session minutes. Any comments? I think you made some changes already in advance, so.
If there's no comments and no changes, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of December 4th, 2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is the executive session minutes of December 4th, 2024. Any comments? We'll hold to executive if that's the case, but if there are no comments, can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes. Next up is public comments limited to agenda items only, 3 minutes per speaker. Can I get a motion to open a public comment for agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Going once, going twice, seeing none. Can I get a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, resolutions. We're in resolution number 196-2024, authorizing refund of a Highlands exemption escrow for 43 Anthony Road, Block 49, Lot 76. This was an exemption that already existed, and we didn't need one at the town level, so the amount of the balance that's owed to the resident is $360 in the escrow account, and we're going to refund it. It's to Muhammad Khan. Can I get a motion to approve or to adopt resolution 196-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution authorizing refund of fire certification application payment for 2105 Route 31, Block 15, Lot 6. A couple, Kenneth and Alexandra Mills, issued an application payment of $100, but it turns out that the property's not in Lebanon Township, so we have to refund it. So any other discussion on this?
Need some money.
Yeah, $100. No discussion. Can I get a motion to adopt resolution 197-2024?
I'll make that motion. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution number 198-2024, authorizing cancellation of grant receivable and appropriated balances. There was a grant application out for Littlebrook Road, I think it was 2023, and it was $162,360. But there were some glitches in our engineering with that, and so we didn't get that grant money. So this is just an accounting procedure. So any discussion on that? Can I get a motion to adopt resolution 198-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a resolution authorized of 199-2024, authorizing purchase and installation of outfitting equipment from East Coast Emergency Lighting Incorporated under New Jersey State Co-op, contract number 23, Fleet 68813 for the Township Police Department. I guess this has to do with the Tacoma?
Tahoe.
Yeah, it has to do with equipped in a new police vehicle.
So the police vehicle itself was a 2023. It was $50,000, and this adds $10,000 for lighting the grill to make it police worthy.
All the
radios,
the whole $3,000 just in labor to do this. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on that? If not, can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 199, 2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And then next up is Resolution 200, 2024. This is resolution accepting the resignation of Nicholas Sachs from the Lebanon Township Police Department. I'm going to read it out. Nicholas Sachs was employed as a patrolman for Lebanon Township Police Department, and by written notice received December 3rd, 2024, Nicholas Sachs notified the Township Police that he would be resigning from his position as patrolman and employee of the Township of Lebanon, with his last day of employment being December 15th, 2024. And with regrets, the Township Committee desires to accept the resignation of Nicholas Sachs as patrolman effective December 15th. And he's got a different career path he wants to take. So, you know, we're happy for him, which is great. So that'll take us to the next thing, which is, I don't know if it's on here. It's probably new business. We'll get to it. Yeah. Having an ad for a new police officer, but that'll be down the road in this package here. So can I get a motion to accept the resignation of Nicholas Sachs from the Lebanon Township Police Department with regrets? Adopt resolution number 200, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, with regrets, as I mentioned many times. Resolution number 201, 2024. Resolution providing acceptance of Hunterdon County Municipal Park and Recreation Grant in the amount of $42,000 and authorizing execution of grant agreement with the County of Hunterdon. Jay, take it over from here because you had all the festivities yesterday for this one.
Yep, I went down to the county and accepted $42,000. We won a grant for the park. We're going to upgrade the volleyball courts. So that's one of three grants that we've gotten so far for the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And county was very happy to give us the money, so good for the township, and more will come.
Yeah,
we'll take any money people will give us.
Are they going to send us the picture of you accepting the check?
Carolyn, I gave her the check today. She wanted to know if I deposited in my account. But like Reddington, they put a tracker on the check.
Oh no, the AirPods.
Yeah,
the check is on the move.
It's on the move.
As they that story, I'll have to tell you that whole thing. Okay. I was laughing.
And he was at the meeting last night.
Did he? Oh, well. Okay, so can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 201, 2024, accepting that grant money of $42,000 from the county?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 202, 2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the County of Hunterdon in the amount of $42,000. This is the grant, I guess, so we have to accept it via the resolution. So can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 202, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 203, 2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from Statewide Insurance Fund in the amount of $2,445. Did you have any information? Or do you want me to read it? I'm not sure what this was about. I'll read it. I forgot to follow up on this one. Yeah, appropriated. It doesn't really have...
$2,445?
Yeah.
No, it's from Statewide.
Somerset. This is the annual Statewide Insurance Fund grant. Every year they give it for safety equipment.
Oh, okay.
So Warren purchased a cabinet, a safety cabinet, and then there were some other signs and cones and things for road jobs that he used for that grant.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm just going to make a note here
so
I can, when it's in my file. Okay.
Risk control grant.
So can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 203, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 204, 2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety in the amount of $1,641.07. This is another one. This is a body appropriate under the title of Body Armor Replacement Fund Program.
What a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, okay. Can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 204, 2024, if there's no discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution number 205-2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the County of Somerset in the amount of $560. This is another grant, basically, for our road, for the police to kind of monitor the roads for drunk drivers or go to, like, a super, some game, a football game or something, where needed. So can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 205-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next up, similar thing, Resolution number 206-2024, requesting approval of the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget received from the County of Somerset in the amount of $560. Same thing, drunk driving and road monitoring, game monitoring. Can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 206-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 207-2024. This is a resolution authorizing transfers between certain budget appropriations in the 2024 budget. We're basically moving money around to cover gaps and things. This is standard procedure. We normally do it in November, but we are also able to do it in December. So I don't know if you want to talk to this, Carolyn, at all, or is there anything, or anybody has any questions about it? They've been working hard trying to, you know, fill in.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 207-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, and I want to thank Carolyn and Diane for the work that they've done on this, minus a CFO, because Carolyn
Absolutely.
Is our temporary CFO, and they're really working well together to get everything done while we fill gaps. Okay, so where are we here now?
They're doing a USC.
Yeah, I was going to say, next up we have no unfinished business, so new business is EOSC trail discussion for the Anthony Preserve. I'm assuming Sharon wants to come up and talk about that?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
We're going to have a search party come out. We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I was just looking at my clipboard. My last meeting agenda for this is in July. So I really, time flies.
Before you start, did you hear anything about that grave that's on that Green Acres property that somebody's been maintaining a path to?
Committeeman McKee copied me on that information.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, we have any more?
There's a report coming from one of our partners in open space.
New Jersey Water Supply Authority?
Yeah, and they're going to give us a report on that. There was some activity that has transpired on that pace. Okay. Not overly concerned, just going to give us a report on
okay.
it. But, yeah, they know all about
the grave.
Monument graveyard. Mm-hmm. We had some additional chiseling them on the shaft property, Sun Mountain.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. I just thought about it.
So, good evening. Sharon Petzinger, Chair, Environmental Open Space Commission of Lebanon Township. So, in your packet, you should have a little proposal that the Environmental Open Space Commission put together. So, we're proposing one trail creation and one trail maintenance or restoration. So basically, I don't know if you remember when we were working on the goals for the Municipal Forest Stewardship Master Plan, and they've been approved and moving forward, which, by the way, is a draft, is being drafted. Hopefully we'll have it at the end of this year, if not early January. But one of the goals was to increase access to our public lands. And so trail creation and maintenance is part of that. So new trail, we're proposing a new trail in Anthony Preserve off of Flintlock Place, and then restoring an existing trail in the Woodland Makewin Trail. And even though that one's not official a trail, we don't have it mapped, we don't have it marked, it was worked on probably 10 years ago and then left. So it needs some stuff done. So developing this trail access will be for passive outdoor recreation. So for hiking, fishing, if it goes near a trout stream or gives you closer access to a trout stream, wildlife viewing, things like that. And It also will facilitate hunter access. If there is a well-maintained trail, hunters are more likely to find it and use it to push the tree stand and things like that. So we'll start with Anthony Preserve. So Flintlock Place, that's the access. There is a kind of small, like 50-foot right-of-way from the cul-de-sac to Anthony Preserve. And so the proposed trail is about a one-mile loop. It's all in the uplands. It's outside of the freshwater wetlands transition area. It's basically a closed canopy forest with very little understory at all. So there'll be very little vegetation that needs to be cleared. It really is just about putting up trail markers and mapping it and getting that up on the website so people know that there's a trail there. Woodglen Midwind Trail. So that's where we have an existing trail, and there's existing parking off of Woodglen Road. And so there's a half-a-mile trail that was created 9-10 years ago. Still a recognizable trail. Looks more like a wildlife trail, except for there's about 450 feet of boardwalk that I believe, I wasn't around in the USC back then, but I believe the Boy Scouts put that in a while back.
Is it a swampy area?
It is not in a mapped wetlands. It is outside the wetlands, but it is looks like an area that can get a little mushy. So this trail, in 2022 we acquired a small, like maybe a quarter acre, if that, piece of property to connect Woodland Midwind Trail, which was called Gorsey at the time, to Midwind Woods. And so we actually have to own that connector, and the trail goes all the way through to Midwind Woods. It's just not marked, it's not mapped, and what's needed for that, there is some minor vegetation clearing. There are a lot of invasive plants, so we have stilt grass, multiflora rose, and barberry kind of growing into the trail that needs to be cleared out. There are some rotting boards on the boardwalk, so I estimate about less than 5% of the boardwalk is starting to get rotted or missing some boards that need to be replaced, and we need trail markers and mapping and getting that on the website. So that is what the EOC has reviewed and proposed and approved to bring forward to you all today.
How much maintenance did you accomplish this year on all the trails?
We have done no maintenance. We don't have any official trails. And so Woodglen Midwind would be the closest that we have to official trail, and we have not done any maintenance on that. We did do something on Red Mill Race Preserve when we first purchased it to get access to the stream, but again, that was not marked or anything, and we haven't done anything since, and that was probably 2018 or 19 that was.
That's the one with the drop-off.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm getting at is, shouldn't we be focusing more on the maintenance instead of starting a whole new one-mile trail?
As of now, we don't have anything officially advertised as trails. People are making their own trails and finding their own way on.
Right, but we preserve all this land and stuff
right.
for that usage.
Yeah.
So I think we should start with stuff that's already...
Which would be Woodglen Midwind Trail would be the closest to what we already have. It's not, again, it's not official, as in it's not advertised or marked. But that is definitely something we propose. And then the Anthony Preserve is so easy in terms of just putting up trail markers that seems like...
There's no trees, no nothing? You
have that's where that guy
is. Yeah, there's really very little vegetation in the understory at all.
These tasks are going to be volunteers?
Well, for putting up trail markers, it could just take two people from the EOSC to do it.
Okay, and what you need from us as a committee?
Your blessing.
You need money to fix the boardwalk stuff?
We could probably take that out of Open Space Trust Fund, or we can put that in our budget, in the EOSC budget for next year. However you decide.
Well, because we're going to be starting to work on a budget, it'd be good to know. Yeah. So if you can maybe get an idea what that might be, so we can... budget for it.
Okay.
Consequently, Ari, what would be the next step?
Me?
In this.
That would be you.
Well, I had some questions, of course, you know me. So, are there signs out there now, the trails?
Like the only signs in the near the parking areas are just a Green Acres sign.
Okay.
Just to say it's Green Acres property. No trail markers, no nothing.
No, like you're walking your own, something to risk type signs.
There's no risk sign. There's a trail here sign. There's no, hey, we're hunting. Right. You know, there's bow hunting going on.
Kind of signs. The other question I had is, there hunters in the area?
There is fall bow hunting on both of those properties. So right now there's really, the only thing that's posted is the one Green Acre sign to identify it, and then the boundary is posted with, Lebanon Township.
So it's conceivably, there could be a conflict with people using the path while people are bow hunting?
I wouldn't call it a conflict.
Okay.
When hunters hunt on open space property, it is, most hunters are aware that people may be on there, but we need to make the people, the hikers and dog hunters
aware. I'm not so much concerned about the hunters, right?
Right. So we need to make the dog walkers and hikers and recreators aware that there may be fall bow hunting.
So those are some of my concerns. And then with respect to the boardwalk, obviously, you use it, people can fall on trips, so I think you're going to need some signage with respect to that. And I don't know, this is a question I don't know. Maybe I should look, does it need to be ADA accessible because it's a boardwalk? I don't know that. I'm just posing that question.
It is not ADA accessible, right. So the boardwalk starts when it looks like it might get a little mushy.
Yeah.
Is there
from the parking lot, you park and then you walk out to the boardwalk?
And then there's a trail for a while, then there's a little boardwalk, and then the trail. And then a longer boardwalk, and then it just stops.
I don't know that. I'm just, because it's one thing if it was just an open trail. So, then it's a trail, right? As opposed to creating a path that's man-made. I don't know if that changes itself.
What's Green Acres? I was wondering, it might be in the Green Acres agreement that what we have to do or not do.
I'm sure. There might be some, you have to usually have to comply with whatever they're.
Like if they say any pathway has to be ADA accessible, if they don't say it.
They don't say that. I mean, there are grants to help make trails ADA accessible. Mm-hmm. Green Acres actually has a trail grant program for maintenance and trail creation. Although looking at the application for that, it's going to cost more to apply than it would be to receive the money at this time, unless they change the rules. But for lands purchased by Green Acres money for conservation, recreation, trail maintenance, and creation is definitely encouraged.
I don't know. I wouldn't be so concerned about the one that doesn't have, it's just natural. It's one if you're creating a boardwalk. I don't know.
We're repairing the boardwalk. It's already there.
Right. I know that. That part I get. But I don't know how long ago. So that would be just another, just a red flag or yellow flag.
Well, even in the park when we were doing the improvements, we asked about ADA, but because of the slope of where the land is, it couldn't be used for ADA compliant playground type stuff.
Yeah.
We'd have to do something different.
Right. I'm just,
There's no ramp to get on the boardwalk. You have to step onto it.
Yeah.
And after the boardwalk, same thing. And then there's a little, almost like a berm or from a ditch that the previous owners put in. So you have to go over that before you can find the trail again.
Yeah.
There are no special signs on the Columbia Trail. Why do we have to have special signs?
I don't know what Columbia Trail is, but I'm just thinking New Jersey.
It's a dirt road with stones.
From High Bridge. Well, it goes all the way up to Long Valley.
Well, past into Chester.
Yeah.
Who controls that?
I don't know.
I think it's county. No, because it goes into Morris County too, so that's got to be a state.
Yeah, maybe it's a state. Could be.
Or it takes over. Maybe the other county takes over once you cross the line.
But they do maintain it
anywhere.
They do serious maintenance on that.
But it's a railroad bed, so ADA they could.
Well, not even that. You ask me, so I'm telling you, right? Right. I only know it's because. From personal experience, I sued a municipality because they didn't have a sign that one was an old trail, and my client tripped and fell down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I won. So.
If you would like to give me language on the enter at your own risk sign,
I'd be happy.
We're going to budget for trail markers. We can budget for, hunting in the area and enter at your own risk.
I think as long as there's some type of recognition because...
Mm-hmm.
Should be from dusk to dawn type of thing on there, too.
I think that's a Green Acres requirement anyway. Regardless, you have to have it
access. And if we say pick up your litter, maybe we can use the Clean Communities grant money. Yeah,
actually,
at your own risk, pick up your litter along the way.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of my towns has in on if you can use the money for that, but they have the mayor's green team, and they'll get volunteers, and for instance, and they'll use. Depending on the volunteer, and if it's a group, they'll give them a $250 or something for the day, and they clean up the park or they clean up areas and stuff like that. So you could use that for that purpose.
We do have a green team.
Yeah,
it's mainly the members of the EOSC.
Yeah. So, but they would do is they invited, for instance, there's Girl Scout troop or Boy Scout troop or different troops, and that's their day, and they come in and then they give them a donation from the. To get them to get money, so
the thing though too with it is, I think statewide, what do we have up to 75 volunteers at a clip? It would have to be, I guess. I don't. Do we have to tell them every time we do something like this? The Girl Scouts are going to be there, or the Boy Scouts?
We could, and I did already speak with
Faith.
I spoke with Faith, mm-hmm. Linda, met with Linda, mm-hmm. and we went over what insurance suggested and what coverage there. Mm-hmm. So we covered those. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be bad to tell the insurance company when there's an event. Hmm.
So when were you thinking about starting all of this? Maybe we can find information out in the meantime and then keep it rolling.
Well, it's the middle of winter now.
So. Yeah. So it's winter now, and we don't have any of the supplies. So we would need to get the trail markers and the signs and all that stuff, and then we would start. But something as simple as... is what we're doing, especially the Anthony Preserve one with just trail markers.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be a couple of us from the EOSC to do it, not like a big event. We could make a big event for Wiggly McWin Trail if we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
or we can just have people come out every now and again to clear vegetation, have like a event of a few people to prepare the boardwalk, things like that.
You don't have any bamboo on these trails, do you?
Not that I've seen, no. Thank goodness.
Thank God, yeah. Ugh.
No, but there are plenty of other things on there.
Yeah, dead ash trees. Okay, so then, Mark, you're going to come up with some language.
Yeah, I can come up with something.
And then you'll just check everything with the boards, get proposals for signs or whatever you're going to do. Get, and then we'll just come back after the first of the year.
Okay.
It's easier to clear now than it would be in the summertime, right?
Would be.
The vegetation.
So I guess we could have something in the winter if it's warm enough and dry enough to to at least start doing that. Some of the EOSC volunteers. That's actually a good idea. But while we're waiting, that's something we could do.
Yeah, you don't have any issues with that, right? Just them.
No, they're part of your
picking up sticks.
The environmental group.
Environmental group, but if we invite people outside of that or outside of the green team,
I would just let Carolyn know that she's just for insurance purposes.
Is anybody using power tools at all?
I don't anticipate this being a power tool thing.
Okay.
It's more like, loppers.
Yeah.
and hand pulling with gloves.
No machetes.
It's really low for machetes, so I don't think so. No chainsaws, none of that will be needed. The only power tool would be like a battery-operated screwdriver for the boards, because they're screwed in, so you got to unscrew them.
And put the signs on the tree.
That would probably be more like a nail and a hammer.
Yeah, I was thinking in other words, if they weren't going to be cutting down trees at all, even little trees. They're just going to kind of clear what's there that's accessible.
Yeah, Wiglen McWin Trail is an existing trail. You can go. You just need the overgrowth, which is mainly the shrubs and herbaceous, clear. And then Anthony Preserve is so open, you just go around the trees.
Yeah, and the reason I ask, I think there's a delineation with it. With I could be wrong, but with respect to insurance, I thought power tools is a problem with that. So
it is not. Said
if
power tools were used, they don't. They were against the use of power tools. Let's put it that way.
Smaller tools, they were okay. Yes. No, there will be no large or small power tools other than the little battery operated.
All right. Anything else? Any other discussion on this? Just keep moving forward.
Thank you.
Good work as usual.
Appreciate it.
Okay. So next up is what I thought I had. After Nick Sachs resigned and we accepted his resignation, the police department requests to advertise for another officer to replace him. Can I get a motion for the police department to request to advertise for a backfill for Nicholas Sachs?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is police department requests CityNet web form services and web payment via ACH, $500 setup fee and $725 yearly cost. Is that something Brian or Carolyn?
I was going to ask Carolyn what exactly permits, which permits.
So Aaron from the police department came to me and asked if there was a way for the township to take different permit fees online, because some of the applications I'll go through them, that they get, the folks aren't able to make it during business hours to make payments. Most of these, this, what I understand from the police department, is they're applications that are approved at the state level, and then they come down to the town level, so it's really just basic information.
So like handgun permits?
Yeah, so she was telling me, so for example, they would look to take online payments for firearm ID cards, firearm permits, concealed carry, deer hunting, and alarm registrations. They're all, so we use currently, the township uses CityNet to take payments. It's only ACH payments for taxes. So I reached out to CityNet, and Aaron and I had a conversation with them about setting up a portal so that other applications can be completed and ACH payments could be made. It's beneficial to the police department, but also for applications that I get, for Board of Health food licensing, for soil witnesses, for marriage certificates. They are able to create template forms for us, and if there's state-mandated forms for things like if you're doing a marriage application, you want certified by copy, you can require certain documents to be uploaded. The way CityNet works is there's a one-time setup fee, and then every year, and I'm sure that increases year to year, but the first year it's $725. That covers them helping us get the templates up, running, no amount. They could do hundreds of them for us. And then set up where ACH fees, the resident or applicant can complete it. The fees come into different accounts depending on what application they're, you know, submitting. Just as they come in for taxes, we go in, we see what's been paid, and it goes over to the township's bank. There's no, and this is, I know, something that I think we've talked about before, there's no fee for the applicant. So if the township decide they want to put a fee on an application, I believe we'd have to do an ordinance to do that.
But you would want to do that, right? Anybody that's doing credit cards now charges a fee for a credit card, so you would charge a fee for...
Not everybody,
even
but...
Even the state charges a service fee to use...
Got to do, you know, the state.
Electronic. Well, we should be getting some... I need my beak wet.
Mm. Do they? You collect tax payments on... Do you take tax payments, ACH?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
There's no credit card payments for taxes or anything else. We wouldn't do that because there is quite a bit of a processing fee.
Right.
Which would have to be passed out to the resident.
Right.
So this is, again, the $725 is covering the hosting of the applications and also the CityNet covering the cost of the process of basically taking in the payment and then pushing it over to us. I think it's beneficial. I couldn't tell you at this point in time how many applications there would be. It's $725 whether there's one person paying or 5,000 people paying. But it's something that I think between the police department and the clerk's office that we could put in our budget to split the cost between the two departments. Because we could both utilize online applications. If it goes well, we could do fire inspections, or we could do zoning applications. We could kind of utilize it for anything. I know I've had a number of people ask to make payments online. Unfortunately, we just don't have that option. But it sounds like the police department does handle a number of applications, and that's kind of how this all started. Just trying to find a way to give applicants another choice to come in other than just during business hours, 8 to 4:30. So, again, the committee doesn't need to make any action on it, but it's something that I think if agreeable to, we'll put in our budget for next year. It might get split again between police department and the clerk's line.
So we have consensus. Just we don't need to vote on it. Just have consensus. It's
bringing us into the 21st century.
Exactly. Back to what I
use your
said.
Terminology.
Well, you still have your roads.
Hey. We like our gravel.
So this isn't credit card payments, though, right, Carolyn?
No credit card. Okay. Just AC, just banking.
Right.
Okay. All right. Moving on, next up is payment of the vouchers.
None that apply.
I have none that apply.
Of course, just because I can't get my fingers in here fast enough. Let me just grab the ones that are over. I had them lined up. What's over?
Want me to go, man?
No, I think I got it here. I think I here it is. I got it. I looked at them the other day. I just had to find the gap there. Okay, so the first one is an invoice for Savo, Schalk, Corsini, Warner, Gillespie, Ogrodnik, and Fisher. It is April invoice and July invoice for the planning board, $1,548. Not sure if this one came out of escrow or not, but yeah, so we have that payment. Next is for Frank Ryman and Sons Incorporated for a turbine cyclone blower for, via the Clean Communities Grant, $7,475. So this is for Warren?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I do remember that now. Okay, next up is Micro Enterprise Solutions. That's our IT company. October IT Services and Data Endpoint Backup, $1,100 for the month. And we have MGL Printing Solutions for envelope stuffing, postage shipping for tax collection, $5,904.76. Next up is Jay Caldwell and Associates. That's our professional planner. NAR Group Litigation in the amount of $8,640 for professional services. And that one doesn't have escrow to cover it, right? Right. That was. Next up, we have a bill for Intersoft Technologies. That's our tax collection software for initial licensing and 8-month support for 2024, which is $11,260. Then we have the County of Hunterdon, which these are inspections for Lebanon Township properties. It's a multitude: Gray Rock Pharmacy, Bourbon Street Liquors, Wood Glen Store, Rita's Italian Ice, El Patron Mexican Restaurant, Dunkin' Donuts, Nicola's Pizza and Restaurant, Max's Market and Eatery, Frank's Pizza, Califon, Quick Corner, The Second, Key Market, and Soul Child. And these are food inspection fees for the various second and third quarter, it looks like. $2,200 split amongst all of them. And then we have a tax refund to Melissa Cobb of 300 Dogwood Drive in the amount of, it's an overpayment, tax overpayment, $2,067.89. Bear Reese Engineering for planning board meetings, $1,300. And then we have another one for Jay Caldwell and Associates, Lebanon Township Affordable Housing Unit Monitoring Professional Planning Services, $1,627.50. And that's all that apply over $1,000.
Okay, Jesco Incorporated, parts for John Deere, $1,518.96. Protech Systems Incorporated, $3,524 even. Warren Asphalt, $1,917.64. Warren Asphalt, $1,741.65. L.A. Griffin Trucking Gasoline, $3,691.13. Warren Asphalt again, $1,063.68. And CMM Auto Parts, $1,445.63.
So do not have any that apply.
Okay, so the total bill list for the period ending December 18th, 2024 is $71,491.73. Next up, we have correspondence, which we don't have to read out. You will have correspondence. And then we have what we have in there is a November 2024 department head reports. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about anything.
You can take a motion on the bill list.
Oh, yes. We need a motion to – good catch. We need a motion to approve the bill list, $71,491.73.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. And anything on the – you don't want to talk anything on the department reports. Anybody, everybody okay with that? Next up, we have a public comment limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Anything you want to talk about? Can I get a motion to open the public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing, oh, there's come.
Gotta get up a lot faster, Keith. I'm getting slow.
It's like the blink of an eye.
Yeah. I understand what Resolution 205, 204, and 204 are and what they're for, but how come it comes from Somerset County?
I asked that same question, you know, to Jason, the chief, and he said that they pay us to help them with the roads. So right? I don't know. I don't know if you know any more than that.
No, just that we've been doing it. Like
yeah.
That,
yeah, and it's, so it's not our money, it's their money. And
okay. Do they give it to other counties? Middlesex?
I was surprised too, because I hadn't seen any, and I don't know. I'd have to find out.
Okay. So my second thing was about a year ago, you had some lady come from the power company,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about all these improvements that we were going to see. Well, I don't know, but I'd be willing to supply the tar and feather, because we keep losing our power more now than we did before. It may not be for as long. It may be 3 hours or so. The other day, we lost it twice for seconds, but what's going on with the power company?
Mm.
You know, somebody ought to be able to address that for this community.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding was that in 2025 and 2026, JCP&O was supposed to be making a significant investment in Lebanon, Bethlehem Township, and one other place. And I got that from Eric Peterson, our assemblyman.
I remember her saying
but
something
I, but
like
that. It hasn't started yet, to my knowledge. Okay. I think they do a 2-year or 3-year rotation on the trees,
yeah,
and that's a part of it. But there's other infrastructure projects they're doing for, like, hardening for electrical storms, you know, transformers and wiring and things like that.
Okay.
That's. But I thought, and I'm not 100%, that it was going to begin in 2020.
Yeah, you're right, because I have all my notes, because I went to that meeting down at the county complex with Jason
mm-hmm.
and with Sergeant Plimpton, and we sat there, so I have all my notes from there, and that's about right.
I remember her mentioning 2025,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I thought that maybe we'd find some improvements before then.
Yeah. Has your Comcast been out? Mine's been out for a week now.
I heard that too.
In and out.
And they were working on the lines tonight when I came.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's the drones.
So the drones are
drone interference.
Yeah. Well, I guess the last thing that I have to say, and this is for all of you, because we as a community, we owe you a big debt of gratitude for all that you do. I mean, I don't know how you find the time to do all of the things you do to have a meeting like this. And that goes for you as well, Mark.
You
well, come you. Here from a long distance, and I certainly wouldn't want to do it. And I'm amazed at the knowledge that all of you have just to continue running the township with all the state things that are mandated, Carolyn, as well. So anyway, I want to thank you very much, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the community as well. But thank God you're here with us. You're a great crew. Appreciate it. And I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just let Jay do whatever he's saying.
Yeah, the retired. Hey,
I'm the
wait
old
a minute.
Man on the totem
hey,
pole.
Wait a minute. We've got
right.
How many retired people here? 3 of us are retired.
Yeah.
That's telling me something. So you're delegating to Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jay's calling me and delegating.
One more person.
Oh, Teresa. Yeah.
That was good.
Hi. I'm going to go and continue what he spoke about. Terry Hyde from Highview Street up on the hill. We lose our power constantly, and we have to reset everything. And the refrigerator and everything are making noise, and I really don't want to have to replace them, okay? I call the power and light company probably, let's see, Bill was out of the hospital, probably in October. We have, from the road between our two houses, Hoffman's and mine, the line comes in, and there's a pole. And from that pole, it comes into our house and into Lloyd's. And what happened, there's woods. I mean, it's woods, okay, not that much. But I keep on looking at it, and I see branches of the tree. I saw vines on top of it. So I took it upon myself and called the power and light, which was such a waste of my time. I had to wait 20 minutes. Then I talked to them, and she says, I'm not sure who can cover that. I said, well, you know, they're on the power coming in. I know where the woods are and into the house. Well, that's another story, but we don't have trees there. So anyway, she's going to have someone call me back. Someone call me back. I waited another 50 minutes, and I have to be honest, at my age, I was so annoyed because, first of all, Bill wasn't there, so I could get away with it. So I went and got the tree trimmer, and I went out in the woods, and I started trimming along the wires. I was petrified, I have to be honest. Well, if I'm dead, they're not going to be yelling at me. But I was really scared, but I really got the branches, and then all of a sudden, oh, my God, the vines. And I'm thinking, this isn't my job. But a couple of times ago, okay, maybe about 2 years ago, we call the power company because there's a dead tree right where the pole is. And if that goes, it's going to take down that whole section, mm-hmm. and it's going to go right around the hill. And I talked to them and talked to them. They came. What a bunch of snots. And then I said to Lloyd, you continue talking to them. They weren't going to do anything until something happened. But, I mean, the tree is dead. I mean, it's dead. We're not supposed – I couldn't go and cut the tree down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could fool around by my yard. But God forbid. But I mean, you get no satisfaction. And like I said, the power goes out, and the goes zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz it does affect the appliances and the computers and all of that stuff. So I don't know what to do.
I'll give you a piece of information. I learned this. I was having problems with Comcast.
Oh, God.
And they wanted to rewire my whole house. I said, it's not in the house. The house has been fine. Call the Public Utilities Commission. You can go online. You can file a complaint. I filed a complaint. The next day, two supervisors from Comcast showed up, and they found damage all out on the poles.
Wow.
So JCP&L is in the Public Utilities Commission. You go online in the state of New Jersey, file a complaint.
No,
I bet you,
savvy.
I bet you have a response a lot faster if you do that.
Well, I have.
Because they respond to that stuff. They have people that actually monitor that.
Well, like I said, they did send someone.
Squeaky wheel gets the wheel.
No.
Public Utilities Commission is totally different.
You have to escalate it. That's above them. They don't like that.
Not talking to JCP&L.
I'm supposed to be being calm at my station, but it is getting.
Oh, it's very calming. You file a complaint, and then they show up and say, "Let's take care of this." Yeah. That's what happened.
So I can file it from anywhere.
Yeah, right on your computer.
Well,
Public Utilities.
I'm not computer savvy anymore.
It's really not hard.
Oh, really?
No.
I mean, cutting the trees was probably easier.
Yeah. It's really not that difficult.
Okay,
it's
I will
check
have
little
it.
Boxes
yeah.
and
you
because
put your name.
Really, I mean, you know, you replace everything and, you know, it's not helping. Also, I want to say the same thing. You people have been wonderful. I don't know how you do it. I mean, we were at all the meetings for the NARA stuff. I mean, it was such an effort just to get there. It made a lot of friends. But, I mean, I don't know how you people get the time to do what you do. Really appreciate you. And
you.
Happy
you know, we really do work as a team. Mm. We enjoy being around
and that's
each
nice.
Other.
Mm-hmm. Have to get
you
along.
Know, and, yeah. And we, everybody here has great ideas that we can, you know, work off of.
Right.
And so we really are enjoying doing this job. I don't know how long we'll be able to do it, but.
We'll just stay around long enough until I'm
yeah.
done. Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Welcome to 2 weeks.
Anyone else? Here comes Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Committeeman Emeritus?
Yeah. Mayor Emeritus.
Deputy Mayor Emeritus.
Close enough.
Well, as far as power and light goes, I can't complain. I don't have any problem. But the street lights we pay for. There's one bomb Rocky Run's been out now for several months, and they still haven't replaced it. But as far as what I'd like to say is, giving credit, giving thanks for is our fire department. When I was chief, I had 30 men in the department. Now there's considerable amount less, and there's a lot more calls. And as far as a lot of requirements are coming down from the state level, and the firemen just have to react to them to be in compliance. So as much help as you can give them, I think, is appreciated. It's like the chief, one of his jobs is if a development goes in or a new house on an existing lane, he has to go out to see if it's passable for the trucks. It's not that whether he wants to or not, he may not like it, but that's what he has to do. And if it's passable, it's passable. If it's not, it's not. He just has to do those things. I just want to, like I say, it's a heck of a job. When the alarm goes off 2:30 in the morning, you've got volunteers. They're not paid. They're not compensated. They go out, do their job, come back home, maybe get a couple of hours of sleep, and go to work. But that's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, one more thing. Nice doors.
That was great.
I may never live it down.
I know.
Get her done, Abe.
You're going to have to beat that somehow, Abe. Now.
It's like, here I come to save the day. Planning, Abe. All right, so where are we now? So we're into, okay, so can I get a motion to close public comment?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And with that, we're going to go into executive session. We're going to be talking about collective bargaining, contract negotiations, and some personnel items. And I need a motion to adopt Resolution 208-2024, authorizing executive session.
Before we do that, I'd like to share my appreciation for the job Bev has done over the last 2 years. She's handled the mayorship well.
Thank
you. She faced every hurdle that was coming her way and took care of business. So we thank you for your leadership.
Oh, there. Thank you.
We ain't letting you off the hook.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Well, now I can work behind the scenes.
We may have a special meeting still, but just in case we don't, I wanted to let you know.
But it's like baptism under fire, because I was never deputy clerk, so I got thrust into it. You know, it was...
Deputy mayor.
Or deputy mayor. Deputy clerk, jeez. Okay. You got me all discombobulated.
Well, we're going to give you that job, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was my pleasure. I learned a lot. I learned something new every single day.
Yeah. We're not that way.
Not that way, I know.
She's a machine.
Yeah, okay. So
we're going to
I need that,
roll call.
That
motion to adopt
Resolution.
Resolution 208-2024.
Second.
Yes.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, thanks, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.